And we're back! Tater Talk and Friends with Friends.
You don't have to be that loud. I can edit it in post.
And we're back.
Oh, God.
All right. Get to it.
But I'm with the little Tot.
Hi, Tot.
And Friends. Introducing people that have been wanting to get on this for a long time.
I'm Brian.
And Jess.
Nice to have
yes.
you.
Yes, nice to have you.
Before you start running with shit like normal, do you mind introducing like how you know each other?
I wrote down intro.
Oh, thank God. All right, go ahead.
Okay, these are Brian and Jess. These are my people. Brian is a former and still PIC. Married to Jess, a wonderful lady.
For those
lady.
Who don't know, PIC.
Partner in crime, either you're in jail with there them or they're going to bond you out. So, yes. Yes. We've been rock stars, but he's...
Goes back to the way damn days.
Yeah, way damn days. But, yes, and Jess is, she's a nurse, and she's a wonderful person that has changed his life for the better.
Aww.
True story.
So yeah, okay. A couple of things. How I Met This Idiot. We played horseshoes, and you were in the pink house, and you didn't want to ever come over.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get it. But anyways, yes. All right. Yeah.
Solid. Folks at home are loving this right now. Wait a minute.
Okay, it's the holidays. Maybe they are. And it is the holidays, folks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And the happy holidays for the Jewish and the Kwanzaa people. Wait, what? But no.
Are you Jewish?
No, but my daughter's boyfriend is Jew-ish, air quotes. We did this last time.
You mean he's just stingy with money, or?
Oh, wow. No, actually, he's really good with money. Yeah, so, but anyways. So we're going to talk a little bit about the holidays and what it means to us, because I'm just saying.
We're getting sappy on this.
Jesus is the reason for this. Oh, I have a great holiday story, though. You ready? All right. So, I was living in DeKalb, and my wife was a nurse working them 12-hour shifts, and we had the Christmas tree up, and she had to go to work, and I had the two babies. And I got sick of looking at this damn Christmas tree, right? So, as soon as she left to work, I'm like, I'm getting rid of this. I was tired of it. So I'm packing up the tree, and I'm going down this narrow hallway, and I knock the thermostat off of the wall. And obviously it's Christmas, so nobody's gonna come to fix it. So every like hour or two, I had to go change a little mercury so the heat would go on and everything. So I got no sleep, and that's one of my little holiday stories.
You know you're not supposed to touch mercury.
But I mean, I had to save my children's lives.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, have a few questions.
Okay.
Because I don't remember any of them.
Well, you were a child, I said.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. You just took down a Christmas tree?
On Christmas, yeah. Yeah, as soon as she left for work.
Wow, that's a
scream. Jeez. I'm like, look, I mean, I had the two kids. I was just tired of...
What does having the kids have to do with you?
Okay, this is the same year I got trapped on top of the house.
Cool, tell that story then.
Oh my God. So, it's Christmas time, and it's cold, and it just rained, and the roof is frozen. Ice. I had a ladder, put up the ladder. I'm going up to put on the fucking Christmas tree lights, right? My wife goes, hey, I'm gonna go get some pizza. I'm like, okay. Not thinking about it. And I'm done.
Why don't you give my mother that voice? She's offering to pick up dinner for you.
Oh, but wait, there's more. It wasn't just dinner. It was still around the holidays. So I was up there. I'm done, like a half hour later, maybe at the most, you know, just holding on the ice. And she just, you know, trying to not fall off. And, you know, I'm thinking she should be back. I look down, and the ladder's gone. The ladder's completely gone. And she just didn't get pizza. She went Christmas shopping, comes back like 3 hours later.
That's right.
I had been on the roof holding on to the chimney so I wouldn't fall down. I'm like, yeah, so that's the same. That's why I was mad about the Christmas tree. I'm done.
So you were basically Clark from
National. Oh, 100%. I was so done.
This is totally self-inflicted. Like, you didn't secure the ladder, or...
She took the ladder when she backed up out of the garage to go get the pizza.
So you're saying it was intentional?
Quite possibly. You move a ladder, somebody's on the roof, you put the ladder back.
See, I feel like we were missing context there.
Okay. Would you like to share?
So you probably pissed her off, and that's why she took the ladder.
Yeah, I feel like there's something that happened
now
before this.
You ruined Christmas because you were an ass in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay, I love how we're just going to go ahead and fucking twist it. But do you have any wonderful Christmas stories, people? Ryan or Jess? Or Nicholas that you remember? St. Nicholas?
I don't remember.
You guys have Christmas stories as a child? Anything?
Not really. I just...
Scary mall Santas. You know, the huge,
but... I don't know about scary mall Santas.
Everyone
please.
Has a scary mall Santa story.
I don't.
Yeah, they're all terrifying.
I don't. Okay, well, I didn't know.
I feel like you would be the scary mall Santa.
I would be, like, a fun one, like...
No, you would think you're being fun with how intense you were being with a small child, and then you would scar them. Oh, ho, ho, kids! Right in their face, and then they would be crying in your lap.
Okay, first of all, as a preference...
And you would never be invited back.
If I was a Santa, I'd have to have three hot chicks. How, how, how...
Hence scarring the kids.
We're already off
to a strong start.
Well, maybe it doesn't have to be kids, and it could be like, you know, adults. Like
you want
to
be Santa.
The younger, like
you want to be a Santa for
Santa fetish. You know, hey girls, come on, would you? All right, I'm sorry.
We talked about doing this at a mall. Now we're in a nightclub all of a sudden.
I mean, it could be both. Santa's pretty fun. You ever see those new Santa commercials and shit?
No.
The John Travolta.
Yeah, man. See. Exactly. Yes.
Jesus.
All right. Well, okay. Moving on.
You have.
I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it.
You're so loud.
You guys, okay.
It's so unnecessary.
Think of it.
Quiet. I have the technology to raise his voice after we record these.
I'm sick of it. My boy running his mouth. But anyways, think of it. I'm sick of.
I have to fight to speak around here. Go ahead.
I have an I'm sick of it moment.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm at Bull Moose.
Oh, no.
First of all, I ordered
chicken. Is that a train car and sandwich?
Yes, okay. With that Teddy Rosa. Anyways, my nephew was a cook there, and it was really good. They got new ownership. But I went in there, and I ordered, because I was really hungry, I got chicken noodle soup. Ended up kind of being like chicken stew. You know what I mean? It was not chicken noodle. And then I ordered a patty melt. And she goes, how would you like your burger done? I go, medium. Comes out, it looks good, the fry's good. I open the burger, pink. Pink as fuck. And I'm like, why would you ask me how I want my burger done if you're not gonna cook it that way?
You know, medium means that it is still pink.
Not pink, like red pink. I know what, this was... Beyond medium rare, this was rare. There is a difference. So I'm sick of it. Going out and you know, spending all this money, knowing that you could do a better product. I'm just saying it's going to happen. Go say something.
Everything costs more money now.
Well, yeah.
I'm sick of that.
There you go. Jess, Brian, is that it? That is just,
it just costs more stuff.
What? You're not, I'm sick of it.
You wanted your guest to prepare a segment for you?
I'm trying. I mean,
you're throwing work in your guest's lap and you're trying.
Okay.
Gas is cheaper. How about that holiday spirit?
But this is, I'm sick of it.
And during the holiday season, I'm grateful for it. Not a thought there.
Oh, well then there you go. There's my yin and my yang.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You need some.
I'm grateful for. Huh? How about
go
that?
Ahead. Go ahead.
I'm grateful for cheap gas. I'm grateful.
I said that one.
I'm grateful that my friends are here doing a podcast with me.
That's it?
After begging you for 3 years.
See, exactly. But I'm grateful that they're here after 3 years and they're married.
He likes to play hard to
see?
Count.
He does like to play hard to get.
What do you mean? I mean, you always gotta leave him wanting more, though. I mean, come on, people. Right?
The ultimate ghoster your dad is.
Yeah, totally. All right.
Is that where I get it from?
Just
not getting back to people?
No, I just leave.
Irish goodbye. That's it's the easiest way.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean,
it is the easiest.
You need to drag out saying goodbye to everybody, and then you don't leave, and you still see the person you already said goodbye to, and then do you say goodbye again?
Yeah.
Or do you just like, we already did this, I can go now?
Yeah, it's just awkward. Do like an air bump.
Yeah, just like, later. See ya.
It's like a Midwest goodbye compared to like an Irish goodbye. It's like Midwest takes you 75 minutes.
Midwest goodbyes are my actual hell.
Yeah.
Like, they are the most dreadful part of anything.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. I can raise
the scoreboard update.
I can even play a sound effect. Right. Like, you don't.
So as he's running his mouth, this is kind of a big segment because, first of all, Jess is there. She's in her popping her cherry with the confidence league, and this was the boys' first year in the beer den, and. These two fuckers are facing each other in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs?
Who gonna boo off?
Yeah, 61 points. Jesus Christ.
Is that it? I thought you were gonna talk all kinds.
I'm here for it. I feel bad for Nick.
Why?
Because it is his first year, and we're gonna put him out of the playoffs in week one.
Ooh.
So I do feel bad in that aspect.
I don't feel bad even though. But here's my thing.
You've never felt bad for me a day in your life. Now listen, before you start talking, I'm going to respond. I drafted Joe Burrow, right? It's not as bad as drafting Aaron Rodgers, but I drafted Joe Burrow, gone for the year. And then just for funsies, I drafted CJ Stroud, just so no one else could have him when he started to being good. Now he's out. And now I'm back to Joe Flacco as my starting quarterback for the playoffs.
Wait, that guy's still alive?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Joe Flacco. Oh, if I did that to you, I wouldn't have teeth.
But anyways, I'm just saying, if he does beat you with Joe Flacco, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and Jess is like,
if I win with Joe Flacco.
We started with Justin Herbert as our keeper, which... The guy has been incredible, and this year
he's
just tanked. Well, he's been my keeper for the last 2 years, 3 years.
But is Puka your keeper?
Okay, so though, why are you leading the witness?
Shut up, it's an interview style thing.
Maybe we don't want him to keep... No, I'm just saying.
Who are you right now?
I'm a winner. I'm trying to be a winner, but go ahead. Sorry, Brian.
Puka will stick around for a while.
We're trying to talk here.
That kid's a stud.
Yeah, he is. He's.
I will give it to Tanner because he did draft him at the draft.
Yeah,
and nobody
knew who he was.
And he did not have a name for the
board.
He's the only one that I don't think had a name card.
Yeah, because even JSN later they found his.
Yeah.
So I don't. I mean, you draft somebody named Puka Nacua. What position do you think he plays?
Defensive line.
Right? Yeah, you think he's a giant Samoan guy with long curly hair who's going to run you over.
Just a smaller Samoan guy.
Yeah, right.
The dude's
he's still going to run you over.
Yeah.
He's like 6'2 or something.
I know.
I mean, the guy's a monster. All right, so do we need to go anymore with the fantasy football? Oh, Jess? With her.
I just wanted to plug that this is my first year in the confidence pool and I won third place last week.
Third place? She's been in the top 20 all year, which is good out of, 70 people? 68 people?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. But it's more interesting now because Jess has a vested interest in it and she's more involved, so I don't feel as bad going over there every, Monday. Now it's Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday.
So much
football.
It's impossible to keep track of who's starting when.
And as of right now, folks, NIU is playing a bowl game. Just NIU.
How many bowl games is it? 40-something bowl games?
It's stupid. It's like 48 bowl games, like literally 64 teams.
They don't mean anything, right?
The Florida State got screwed in the bowl championship, being the undefeated, and I mean Alabama got in there, but
it sucks. It's the right call.
Alabama.
I hate it. It's the right call, though. I hate that that's the structure that has to be the right call being made in.
But, you know, it is.
That's all you have on the college right there? On the contract?
I mean, I thought it was a little extensive on the college. But the Bears.
How about them Bears?
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's, you know, we're not sure how that's going. Obviously, we're rooting for the Bears.
Justin, I saw an interview.
Not to win.
I saw an interview with Justin where it looks like he thinks he's already gone. Like either they've told him he's moving on or he has assumed himself that he's moving on.
Brian loves the backup.
And I hate that, though. I just want a consistent quarterback, a new team, but I don't blame him for wanting to be gone. He's a ready-made star in a good offense, and I just want him to do good.
Yeah.
It's coaching calls.
Yeah.
With the right team.
It's just the Bears. They're the only organization that's family-owned, just family, and they've owned it for how many years? Mm-hmm. And until they fucking sell that team, they're not going to win a championship. And it hurts because the Cubs won one, and I'm a Cub fan, and they finally, I mean, I was there, and I don't know even if anybody in this room was born in 84, 85.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I remember the Super Bowl.
I was six. I don't remember.
I remember the Super Bowl.
It was a twinkle in the eye.
And,
don't even say it. New England. I don't want to hear your gross analogy.
Don't say it. I mean, when I looked
you're
at
say
your,
it anyway.
I am because when I looked at your face and you shook it off, I'm like, well, I gotta say it now, dumbass. You should never. Anyway, so my children, Hope and Nicholas, they came from my penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, their mom helped a little
part
bit.
Part of them, yeah.
Well, they came out of your penis.
They came from my penis.
They came from your nuts, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So they hate it when I say this and. Like, you know, I'm kind of the dad when we go out, like, Dad, don't embarrass me. Well, I'm gonna now. What don't you want me to do?
And you wonder why they never want you to go out with them.
They love it. They love it. I mean, look at him. I mean, look at
him. No, I
mean, he loves going out and having fun with me.
I hate going out. I hate leaving my house. It's expensive to leave your house.
Oh my gosh.
I don't.
You step out the door, it's $300.
I mean, you're not kidding, really. I mean, God forbid you go out for dinner, not just you two.
With the kids?
With the kids? I mean, you're literally talking $150 without blinking.
Yeah.
And that's at Pub West.
And that's not, yeah, that's not got, like, maybe one drink, you know? Because I went to the restaurant one day with the kids, and we all got a diet drink. And they were $350 a piece.
That's insane.
I'm thinking, that's $14 right there, and not one of us got a refill.
Yeah.
$14 for soda. That's not including crazy. Food. Not, you know what I mean? Not including a tip. And, you know, it's now tipping nowadays is just not back in the day. Like, they expect it. Starbucks! I'm supposed to give you a dollar tip for handing me my fucking coffee?
Yeah, which is an $8 coffee.
Come on, people!
Yeah.
Do you go to Starbucks?
I do not, but I know people that do go to Starbucks. Well, because when
you
I...
You see, Dad, I want to
yeah,
double
no,
mocha latte.
Yeah, right. Oh, I've done it, yeah. Hope goes in there all the time. I'm like, well, when I go to Syrup, you know, I'm like, hey, Hope, what's that thing that I like? Oh, Dad, that's that mocha, whatever fucking frosty thingy. You know, but yeah. I mean, as a future owner of a restaurant bar, you hear
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
You hear a sound, that's $2 more.
Oh, yeah. The espresso.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, man.
I just want to clarify. By future, he means in the next 20 years.
That is correct, folks. But I will give you an update. I had a couple of gaming facilities come through. I liked one better than the other. And, I'm going to be, yes, I'm going to be a bar first, bar and gaming, but yeah, I have to get on by January 2nd, I have to come up with something to be an economic development committee or whatever for the town, because they vote on it on the 4th for TIF funding.
All I'm asking is that you have Return of the Planet Moolah. That's all I want from you.
The game?
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. I do occasionally drink. And I like to, you know, gamble with our little fantasy. I don't.
Did you say occasionally?
Yes, very occasionally.
Right. Sparingly. At most.
I don't really get on the machines. I mean, I don't.
Them things. That's...
Yeah, but here's my thing.
I know my limits. If I spend a dollar on those things, I'm there spending.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to go with like a preset.
We all have
like
vices, and that's $20. Not one of them. I'm just saying.
I can see myself just being lost in that if I know.
We started with 20. We're like 20 a piece, so yeah. It's 40 total for both of us. Then we're like, let's do 40 a piece.
Yeah, why not? We're already here. Know? We came close a few times.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, we all have vices, and I got kind of shit from my family because, you know, they have people that have had issues with gambling and whatnot, mm-hmm. but I just want something for the community. I need somewhere to start giving back to the community, and eventually with this, you know, the gambling in the bar, I'll have my restaurant mm-hmm. with your Kevin fucking funnel cakes. Was that?
Well, oh my gosh, I saw a TikTok the other day. It reminded me of you. There's a restaurant with all Carnival foods. It's an actual, like, brick and mortar restaurant with all Carnival foods.
There was a place in Aurora that had, like, funnel cakes or something like that. I think they closed down or whatever.
Oh,
but
yeah. They had everything.
But here's my thing.
Elephant ears or whatever those things are, yeah.
Have you heard have been to, like, Ed DeBevick's?
I've heard of it.
I've been there. I think I've been there with you.
Well, it's a restaurant
that talk shit to you, right?
Well, not only that, they're like in like 50s gear, like Elvis or Marilyn Monroe or whatever the people be, you know, back in the day. But yes, they're not friendly, but they say that they're not friendly.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, that would be kind of fun.
Listen, they're clever with it. You're just a dick.
Well, that's kind of what I'm alluding to, because if people come in and they're hungover and they have attitudes and everything, it's a built-in, you know, Ed DeBevick's, you know, deal with it, people.
I can just see you, like, screaming in people's face.
Yeah,
like... Hey, asshole, you want a pancake?
Well, I mean, it's gotta be... Well, I mean, as long as there's no kids here, but it will be gender-appropriate, I will call everybody fuckface.
Yeah.
I mean, just a little too much for one.
Shut their face hole.
Yeah, just put it in your mouth and enjoy, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But yeah, I mean, listen, everybody's got to eat. Everybody has their vices. I'm just providing a service.
I think it's a good jump-off point.
Thank you, Jess.
Because the video gaming is so popular right
so
now.
So popular.
So I think it's a good
And I was talking to one of the salespeople in, like, 2018. They had opened, in Illinois, they would open, like, 400 a month. And it was, like, literally, they said it was, like, the Wild West back then. Like, people, gaming companies would say, like, we'll pay for all your electricity, knockout walls and everything. Well, they had to modify that to where it's all universal, like... You know, they can only give $2,500, and then they pay for, like, the security, but that's it. But they broke down, they showed me the breakdown of machines from Pub West to the Brown Pub.
Oh, really?
Holy shit. You're supposed to make at least $6,000 a month on your machines. They barely... I don't know if I should be...
You shouldn't say anything.
All right, I'm done. I'm done.
You shouldn't say anything.
Okay.
You should stop talking about money.
Okay, I'm done talking, you know?
You should open a food truck in front of the gaming, though.
Okay, there will be three aspects of my restaurant. It will be a food truck, catering, and obviously delicious, wonderful food. So, yeah.
Which we've all been looking forward to for
It's been 2 years.
Okay, well,
he's not even hosting parties for, like,
Super
Bowls or
nothing. Here's my thing. Your buddy's going to help, you know, but, you know, I didn't know. I've been asking for help, you know, and nobody wants to help me.
Well, financially, we're struggling.
No, I'm not asking for financially. Your buddy that won the rib cook-off is the one that's gonna giving me a bid in the whole nine.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Love that people. Yeah. Great people. Uh-huh. Yeah. I was gonna play a game, but
go ahead, we have some time.
I don't have it.
Oh, hold on, I gotta toot my own horn here for a second.
And go!
Because you jumped off of the sports aspect.
Real quick, right? I thought he was gonna sit there for a minute.
Yeah.
Bring it up here.
We've been in this horseshoe league for...
Oh, yeah! Years.
Shut up, let him talk! Christ!
Let's jump back to this horseshoe league and how I'm a three-time champion right now.
Ooh, that's amazing.
Wow. Folks, he's getting on his own soapbox right now. Yeah,
I mean,
Brian is...
77 wins and 20 losses. That's gotta say something.
Yeah, well, I never win with you, though.
Well, that's because you never play.
Well, that's not true.
We should just make this a permanent, like, I don't know.
Yes, Brian is the defending Saw champion. It's a saw made by an art teacher of depicting us playing horseshoes out in the field.
Oh, you should do horseshoes inside. Make like an indoor horseshoe pit.
Just wait till Christmas.
Yeah, get like sand or something down there.
I don't know.
Yeah,
if we're gonna do something like that, we're gonna have a sand party with foam.
No, you just make a horseshoe area. Yeah, who wants a sand party and foam?
People.
No, they don't.
See, yeah, look. They have like a beach motif and then. Yeah, man.
How would you even clean that up? That
just sounds weird. Don't worry about it. The janitor will get it.
Like a fire hose?
I mean, it'll be fine. People will talk about it. I mean, look at you smiling and laughing. The local news
after everyone is taken to the hospital after.
For some sort of infection. Everybody take them out of the cellar before they
I got stretchers in the basement, so nobody has to. Oh, and on the weekends I play an amateur gynecologist. Yeah, so this is the holiday special, people.
Can we take a minute to talk about the gravy wrestling? Did you go to that?
On Thanksgiving, I did not go. Oh, I heard about it, and there was one participant. Thanksgiving gravy wrestling, literal.
Hosted by who?
The Brown Pub. The only thing I heard about it was from the previous year that the entire bar smelled like gravy.
Yeah.
And it was
a little colder, I guess, this year. There was literally one participant and somebody else said, okay, I'll do it. And they had two people and...
Wasn't that guys, too?
Yeah, it was guys.
That's weird.
Yeah, so that... It was a no-go. So we're kind of coming to the end and wrapping it up. Is there anything further that you two lovely people would like to share or add?
Well, going back to Christmas, you know, people, spend time with your families. Families aren't around forever.
Amen. It's true. Remember the reason for the season, people. I'm a giver. And anyway, so...
So what'd you get me for Christmas then?
Yeah, right?
Okay, maybe just hold on. It's not Christmas with your big stupid smile. All right. Remember, people, we're just spinning through space with a smile on our face. Love, peace, and... So, Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Merry Christmas. You've been